Hello and welcome to a new season, a brand new season. We've missed you, of the Red or Dead podcast, your favourite podcast. You are rocking with the best. Forget about the rest. We are all back, full crew in the house.
That's right.
I'm here with Ellie, Suki, Cass and Maria. I'll start off with Maria because we are going to try to be a bit more, you know, gentlemanly this season. Maria,
you named her last.
You're damn right. The best to last. And he already started.
Haven't you been watching the football? Women have taken over now after the Euros. That's it.
What happened?
Why are you not covering Liverpool Women's Football Club? That's outrageous.
We're gonna get on to Maria.
Nothing.
Maria, how are you? And welcome back.
Well, it's lovely to see that everything's carried on as usual. I'm good, really good. Had an interesting... Well, God, I feel like it's the end of the summer, but it isn't, is it? It's more like...
No. We've got another heat wave to go.
We're going to boil a bit more. I'm good. Cass mentioned women's football. I've been women's footballing.
Yes.
With Dre, actually, on some games.
Wow. Dre. You think you know someone?
It's not about me. But Maria, Maria has been obviously all over TV and radio, you know, promoting the women's game. And on top of that, she's been at all the games, thanks to our friends at Heineken for the Euros 2022. My brain is all over the place now.
Congratulations
to Lionesses.
If you're going to do a promo, you better get that line right. Do it again.
but Maria, you've been there. So tell me what was the games like, and obviously the final. Obviously, I was there with you, but you know, for those who don't know,
really good. The games were good fun, good quality football. Really exciting to watch, completely different atmosphere from men's football games. So that was really interesting. It is better. Mm. It's a lot less aggressive. There's no stupid chance. Just feels nice. It feels like a really nice atmosphere. It's like a nice evening out with the added bonus of incredible football to watch. So that's been really nice. It's different to hear women's voices, women's singing and chanting. That was quite interesting. Not chanting, I don't think there's really been any chants, but it's just been interesting to hear a different kind of crowd. So as you know, I go to football week in, week out, and it was a completely different experience. As Dre will say, at every match they do the wave, which that's been interesting. We're like, what's going on here? Why are they doing this? So they do the wave. Lots of, what were they doing? You know, when they switch on their camera at their...
They switch on the back light as well, to make sure that the torch light, to make sure that, I don't know, like little fireflies in there. It's really nice. I must add this as well. When the losing team, Germany obviously, went up to collect their medals, there was no like, you know, old war type of whistles or anything
everyone
applauded, and then also all the fans left at the same time, so they wouldn't need to be held back like some
and
animals.
It's mixed, you don't sit in separate sides,
and
you
everyone
might,
can sit where you're sitting
next to a fan from
that's
the same across the
civilized.
Board with it's the same across the board with all
unlike the
football.
England men's team, who I will never support. Cass and I are still on the same.
I have thoughts.
He wants the England shirt.
You don't understand the agenda. If you could think you could support England women, and then you don't support the men, and that's different, then you don't understand the whole thing, man.
No, I kind of agree with Dre on that point.
How can you agree though?
I agree. I think the atmosphere and everything was better, but when you say the quality was better, it was not.
I meant the Scouse, not different. English.
No. Different quality means it's not as good quality.
You mean the players, the style of football.
You can't compare it.
Correct.
It's different.
That's what needs to stop happening, the comparison.
But that's what I mean. But if you're watching it for the style of football and the quality, then
I'm
you can say...
Sexism 101.
You've got... No, but for some people...
I must say... No, Cass, I would say this. Just because we've seen it up close. The actual technique of the teams, like the Spanish team and the German teams in particular,
are far better
than some of the, like Burnley and the other crap teams that have been in the Prem.
I wouldn't disagree with that. What I'm saying is that I think if you're supporting a team based on how well they're playing and the quality of football, then there's standard bearers. And like you say, the likes of Burnley fall way below that. So that's a different thing. But I think I agree with you that it's easier to support the England's women's team because there's other factors that go into supporting the team. Like we don't support Liverpool because when we were like getting at the height of our fandom with them, they weren't the best. They weren't winning anything. But there's something else about it. It's the passion. It's the stuff that comes out of it. So that's why you end up supporting a team. So for that reason, yes. But for that reason as well, I can understand why Dre says he wouldn't support the England men's team because
it's the opposite. Factors. Animals. And then the pure unfiltered racism. And then there's a lot of men who go there just because obviously England are playing and they just want to be there because England are playing. And then that, like, you can see that they're not comfortable with the whole toxic banter. But salute to the women because, you know, to be honest with you, everyone in Wembley for the final, there was no war chants. There was no, like, all the, you know, same old Nazi type of chants.
Interesting conversations behind us.
Very good. Oh, yeah. Well, there were some sexist conversations behind us.
It was a bit weird.
Yeah, but what I think just needs to be clarified in this whole thing is we need to stop looking at the two sports as being exactly the same.
Yeah, you know, they're different. They're just different.
And like now, I think now the women have won the Euros. They've created a whole new fork in the football dynasty where the Lionesses are their own thing and the men's team are their own thing.
Yeah.
And the way they go about winning and the way they play and the style of football and the expectations on both sides shouldn't be aligned. They're just different. And
yeah, but I don't want to cut into too much into our Liverpool time. But but what I would say is this, is that surely, like, we should, because it feels, I could be wrong, Ellie, but, like, it feels like you're kind of making, like, giving room for an excuse for some of the ways that the men behave.
Okay,
like,
No.
The way that the people that came to
Ellie's
support
talking
England
about the game,
supporting
though, the
England.
Actual game, not the
fandom. All I'm going to say
is this, regarding the fandom, in terms of, Where there's excessive passion on the plus side, there's excessive passion on the negative side. I think with the women's football at the moment, the passion isn't as high either way. It's not as positive either. You notice how, like, it's not like, you know, when the men's game, when the passions are at the very edge, you get a lot of emotions, bad and good. Whereas with the women's game, it goes high, but not to the same. At the moment, the passion that you get,
it's more of a friendly atmosphere.
Correct. And, like US football.
Which is nice.
That's why I liken it to the US men's.
Nice thing.
It's like the US men's football, where they're all together in the stands and all that kind of stuff, barbecues together and all that. Because the passion isn't the same level yet.
I kind of like that all together in the stands, but there's no way I'd want that for Liverpool at Anfield, because I'm way more passionate about that than... So,
yeah, but we don't.
But that's
as Liverpool
why we've got
fans,
to see it as two different things, though.
Correct.
Because we don't compare like women's athletics with men's athletics. We don't,
yeah, but what I would say is that we don't. It doesn't spill. I can only talk for our experiences of Liverpool fans. Like, obviously, there's always going to be a couple of knobs in there, but like for the most part, I've always seen Liverpool fans just cheer, support their team, sing the songs for their players.
That's why I love Liverpool.
Only focus on their team. They don't want to. They don't come over there just to be, you know, to go at Man United or to go at City or anything like that. We are there to sing for our team, and I think that with England, it's a different type of atmosphere, and it hasn't crept into the women's thing.
Somebody said to me, it was somebody foreign, actually. It was somebody outside of England. And they're just like, the one thing that I really like about Liverpool, actually, he doesn't support any team, but he's just like, I really like how your fans get behind the players.
Yeah.
Like, our fans will never badmouth a player or never try and kick a player out. We'll always, like, obviously we'll say if he needs improvement, but we'll always support a player even when they're down.
Yeah, you know what, Suki? On Suki's point.
I like how Cass is like,
On Suki's point, right? One of the reasons is that you'll notice that Liverpool have more songs for our players than any club by miles, right?
They do.
We've got a lot more to sing about our players about. Well, other clubs got nothing. So they just start to, they like our songs so much. All they do is repurpose them and put them back on us because they got no songs to sing about their own fans,
exactly,
their own players, man.
Or they only copy our songs and just change the words and make it crack. All right, let's get on to what we're here for, because obviously people are tuned in who've missed us are thinking, why the hell are you lot talking about England and you're supposed to be talking about Liverpool? So we're going to talk about Liverpool. So let's go through the signings. Calvin Ramsey from Aberdeen, Fabio Carvalho from Fulham, and Darwin Nunez from Benfica.
Nunez? I don't know. Well,
let's ask Ali, because he always has to pronounce it.
Well, I'd say Nunez. That's how people have been saying it. Nunez.
As well.
That's how they've been saying it. But I'm not saying
Darwin.
Right.
Stick with Darwin.
Darwin's nice. I like Darwin. That's clean.
Darwin. So, right, let me start off with, let's start from the bottom to the top. Cass, what is your so Cass, what is your view of our signings?
Oh, no.
Are you happy or not?
Keep scrolling on your phone. Where's the rest of them?
Oh Lord,
he went for his phone as well. He did it. He actually went home.
Oh yeah, let me. He did. That was so poor. I can't believe what he's doing.
Play that clip. When you play the video of it, play that clip.
He's in work mode.
Listen, before we go into, so who have we sold as well? Have you got a list of who we sold or who's gone?
Yes, I have. Right, the parties are Sadio Mane, Nico Williams, Minamino, I can't never pronounce his first name, Gruitch, Ben Davies, Origi, Ojo, Ben Woodburn, Reece Williams and Lois Karius. Well, you just there's letting go.
Reece Williams is on loan.
I'm actually reading this from Transfer Market, so that's.
I trust them more than Eddie.
No, but honestly,
maybe it's contract.
But basically, you can see what I'm getting at. You can see what I'm getting at here. That's okay. Triple the number of players have gone then in. Now, obviously, some of them aren't starters, but straight away, we've sold. Three strikers, attacking players, only brought one in. That's a problem. We were already light in midfield and we saw Gruitch, who we all thought should have got a chance. Yes, some of the players have impressed in pre-season and we can talk about those. We will talk about those in a bit. Mm-hmm. But I do think we're still a couple of players light to go for all four trophies. I think we'll give it, I mean, again, we'll do predictions in a bit as well. But I think we're in good shape for most of the games that we'll play. But I don't think we're in good shape for the amount of games that we'll play.
We're light, but I don't think we're light because of the transfers. I think we're light going in ahead of selling or buying anybody. And I think selling or buying hasn't changed it either way, because the people we've sold weren't playing any games. And the people that were, we sold that were playing.
Minamino won us two trophies last season.
Yeah, Minamino, we might not do well in the domestic cups this season, actually.
And that's what we won last year.
Yeah.
Oh, Cass, so he's come back firing.
That is a problem. Like, I think we should have bought
a midfielder.
We definitely need a midfielder. We like.
So aren't you happy with who we've purchased? Like,
all right, I want to, because we haven't really spoken this preseason, which is quite rare. Okay. I want everyone's honest opinion on Nunez, what they think he'll do, and do you think he'll be a success this season, or is he a long term project? I want to ask Maria that first.
I think he will be successful this season. I just think that he had a couple of, was it two bad games, a pre-season friendly, they don't mean anything anyway. And then he had his hat-trick game. It was four, wasn't it? You're right, yeah. I think he just needed to settle in a bit. And I think once the proper games start, we'll see what he's really made of. But I will say, if we don't see much in the first few games, I'm going to be quite annoyed. I'm going to do a Thiago on him. That'll be it. I'll have him marked.
You still have him marked, Thiago.
No, I'm all right with Thiago.
I do. He's not good. He's not. Anyway, we'll get on to those players in a bit.
Well, forget Thiago for now. But no, I think Nunez will come through. I think he'll come through.
I think he's one for this season, but I think he will get better. I think his finishing is quality. We saw that in the four goals against, although he nearly missed a penalty, four goals against Leipzig. And it was just the City game. His movement was just so good. It just created so much. His work rate, I just think that worked. It just offers something we didn't have. And I think we were all screaming for that last year when we looked a bit sort of lackluster in games where we just looked devoid of ideas and things like that. So it's great to have something different. Great to have that number nine. And I think he's going to win a lot of headers. I think he's going to win a lot of balls. I was impressed with his movement against City. I think Haaland will be a success as well, though, despite our game. He probably should have had a couple of goals, but he was good as well. I think they're both going to be good this season.
Yeah. Do you want to go next, Dre?
No, you go. All right.
Because, okay, what I'll say is Nunez is going to be a bagman. He'll do better than Haaland. Yes. I guarantee it. And I'll tell you, let me tell you why. People make a lot about his bad four performances. Okay, bad preseason. He had four games, a grand total of 195 minutes. In his 195 minutes, he had 17 shots. In the 17 shots, he scored five goals. And in those games, he had an XG of 4.2. Those stats are outrageous. And bear in mind as well, he's not even anywhere near top form. There was an interview recently where he said he was so nervous when he came that he couldn't even pass to his teammates. And we saw that. I mean, it was so bad. Some of the stuff he was doing was so bad but I'm almost glad of how bad it was, because it made me realize that it had to be nerves, because you can't be a professional footballer and that bad. You know, there's levels.
I don't think he's that bad. Like, it's his first game.
He was, man. He was just passing it out off the pitch and stuff. You know, like Ox did when he first arrived. Sorry to bring Ox into this.
Wow. Shots fired early. All right, okay. I'll see how this season's going. All right.
Nah. Welcome. We're talking about him later. But Nunez, I think Haaland, and I agree with you guys, I think Haaland had a bad game, but he could have had a couple, and he'll be a bad team. He will score. But I just think Nunez will do better, because I think he's got better touch. Better in-game skills. He's got the high press, and with the supply, I mean, I know we talk about our wing back spamming crosses, it's because we never have a number nine. You know, now we actually have a number nine to target. I'm excited to see what he could do when they actually have a target man to actually aim for. So I think it's going to smash.
I just think that goal against City is going to do wonders for his confidence as well going into a season, and then
massively.
There's obviously we can't compare him to how Luis Diaz came in. Luis Diaz came in flying. That's really rare. Like,
very rare.
You can't expect every player to do that. And I just think when Darwin understands language a bit more and understands how Liverpool play a bit more, he's only going to get better.
Oh, right, Cass, you go first and then I'll go after.
Oh, all right then. I think you haven't seen the end of his bad games. He will have plenty of shockers. He's that sort of player, though. He will miss some sitters. There'll be games where you'll get infuriated by him for missing sitters. When we're losing 3-0 or 4-0, he will just take a wild shot and just completely miss the target. But he will also score...
Losing 3-0 or 4-0?
Yeah, he'll do that stuff. But he'll probably score 20-plus goals as well, which, in the grand scheme of things, is a difference maker. So I think he will be good. I think he will be a success. I don't think he'll outscore Haaland this season, but that's just because we've got more options than they do up front. So there will be quite a few games that he misses through Jota starting or Firmino playing in that role, through Carvalho playing a few more games. So I just think that will be one of the reasons why he won't outscore or get the golden boot or anything like that. But I think he will be a big contribution and a big factor in terms of us doing well this season.
I don't think he's actually really got going properly yet, because I feel that from what I saw when he was comfortable in a system, you know, in rhythm, match fit, he was outstanding, you know, against us. And it's not like he was playing against a poor defence. Like, he ripped us apart. And, you know, his finishing was ridiculous as well. So I just think he hasn't got going yet. He looks a bit clunky at the moment, but it is pre-season. I feel that Haaland is a bit awkward, you know, to me. I'm not knocking him and saying that he's rubbish in any form way. I think he's a very good player. However, I just think that the Premier League is a different league than he's ever played in before. So people are going to give him that rough stuff a lot more than he's used to. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, when he gets the shoves in the back, the harder tackles, because that's what English football is, like, a lot harder than he's used to. It'll be interesting to see. I think that Nunez is built for that. It feels like...
Haaland is a bigger unit than Nunez.
He's got Lukaku's touch, man. The guy's
We
weren't talking about that. We were talking about the physicality. Haaland,
I know, but if you can be big, but if you've got a touch like Lukaku, then what's there's no point.
Well, that's Lukaku's a different conversation. Like, no, he's much better than Lukaku.
He's quicker. He's touching. he's pretty much
Lukaku was rapid. He's pretty much better in Lukaku than in every single race.
No, I'm not saying he's touching, he's got Lukaku's finishing, his strength, he's better, but yeah.
No, I just think you know what I remember is I remember when Drogba first came and he just looked awkward and he's just like a battle axe. But then like the second season, he got into this rhythm and he just started to score goals left, right and centre. And I think that with Nunes, like he's stylistically different. We're used to a bit more of a, you know, flairish, comfortable technique type of player. So obviously when you saw Suarez or you see Torres, you know, you're like, okay, these guys are smooth on the ball. He doesn't seem as much as that, but I think he's going to outscore Haaland. I really do. I think that the chances that are going to be provided for him, you know, like he'll start putting away them chances that he's missed. And I think
he won't outscore Haaland because we've also got Salah. And I think that's just, we're not going to get that many goals.
Scorers and they're forgetting about that.
We're not going to have two strikers who are going to get 25 plus goals. That never happens.
No, but Haaland will get injured as well, though. I'm sorry.
Haaland's injuries is an issue, but it's just like he's got no competition at the moment, which is it's a problem for City. That's not.
He's not going to play every game. He's not going to last all season.
He's going to have to, but he's going to have to. He won't last, but he's going to have to play because they ain't
got
anyone
else. Risk that they're putting in. I don't understand how they're doing it. I think the other guy that they've signed will be better than him, personally.
I think they will take. Haaland will never play FA Cup or whatever the other cup's called. That he'll just be used for the Premier League and especially towards the end of the season, Champions League for them. So they've got a plan for him.
He'll score lots of goals against if he does finish Cass ahead of Nunes, it's because like he'll play against Fulham and bang in four
You're
goals
flopping already,
and stuff
mate.
Like
Come
him.
On, man.
I think he will get more than Darwin, like because of the reasons Cass and Ellie have said. But I don't think he'll get more than Mo, and I think Mo will get the most.
Yeah, I don't think either of them are going to be a Golden Boot winner. If that's the question, it'll be, I mean, probably, obviously Salah's in the running, Kane maybe, it'll be someone that I would say outside bet is Mitrovic, but that's just my outside bet for that.
Right, let's go on to the pre-season. Who do you guys think it was our top performance? Maria, I'll start with you. You know, who impressed you in pre-season so far?
Sorry.
I mean, I didn't watch much of the preseason, I ain't gonna lie. But the ones I did watch, I thought
Liverpool, by the way, yeah, not Crystal Palace.
And we're off.
Ooh.
I'm gonna ignore that. sorry, completely thrown up.
You're president.
Yeah.
Cavallo was looking.
Cavallo. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, and I think that he, I think he actually shone more than Nunes did. I mean, obviously, we've just discussed all of that about Nunes, but I think he's definitely, he was the one that impressed me from the matches that from what I saw.
I thought Salah looked very strong.
And actually, he seems to have fitted in straight away as well. I mean, I don't know if any of you watched the training and all the other stuff that's been on.
They love him. They all love him. He loves them.
Yeah, he seems to be like really fitting in and getting on. So that's really nice. Really good.
Really was.
Ellie, is it the same for you? Is it Carvalho? Did he stand up more than everyone else? Or are you on Nunes?
I'll be honest. I thought Nunes was, like I said, I generally thought he wasn't great. If I'm being perfectly honest, from a neutral standpoint, he wasn't great. But I understand why. I thought Salah looked very, very sharp. Mm. Salah was looking sharp, man. I actually was really impressed by Milner, actually, as well. I thought he was much better than most of the guys. Honestly, in terms of performance-wise, I was one of the ones saying, it's time to go, James, it's time to go. But now, the way he's performing, man, he's better than most of the guys out there. That
Like who?
and then also that Bajatic, that young guy, Bajatic. He's playing like right wing, he's playing like right back sometimes and stuff. So we can't really say he's better than Trent, but he was good. Anyway,
Bajatic, we haven't seen Ramsey as well. I don't know why we've not seen Ramsey.
He's been injured.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's injured.
Sorry, Cass.
Let me finish, man. Oh, Davies. Lord. Davies he's the keeper. The young keeper. The young keeper was magnificent. Bajatic was great. Cavalli was solid, I thought, without being spectacular. Firmino looked more like his old self.
Solid? He's up there. He's almost going to get that special tag.
Okay, speaking of special, your boy was good, Harvey. He was good. I thought he was good. He wasn't clinical enough, but he shows like he's closer to where he was last year. And yeah, I think that's about it. Gomez was good in parts, but yeah, anyway.
He's got a new number.
Number two, man.
So am I right in saying he was number 12 before?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Right, Cass, who impressed you? And then we're going to go into who needs to improve.
Well,
that
category, I've already mentioned that. I thought Carvalho was very good, actually. I think Eddie's being harsh there. That was a young player coming in, made an impression. And for me, he outshone Elliot and obviously Curtis Jones by a long, long way. I would much rather see Carvalho start these games than Curtis Jones or Elliot. But I think Elliot has still got some way to go, but I think Jones has hit his ceiling and it's not good enough. But and that was, he didn't play well in the friendlies either. So it's not just based on last season. I don't think Jones played well this warm-up period either. Elsewhere, I actually thought Trent has looked good. Mm. He hasn't played. So a lot of our starters actually haven't played that much of the friendlies. So it is pretty much based on one full game. And you also need to see them with the other main players that they're going to play with. There's no point in judging Carvalho based on a team that's full of, like, you know, the second string or even the third string. So, yeah, when we've had our full strength team out, I think Trent has played well. I think Salah does look very lively, very sharp, very happy as well, which is, I think, going to be a big factor. I think Bobby looked good. I'm worried about Jota, but that's probably why we've got Nunez in as well. So overall, it's not an issue. I think overall the performances were good. And I think we saw that when we played Man United, it was very early in that whole pre-season period. And just, we need our strongest teams out there. There's no point in dropping in odds and bobs and trying to get a performance out of them. They've got to be a strong team to guide. And that's why we won the cups last season, because even in the lesser cups, we started putting out big teams. Yes, you swap in Minamino in some cases, but the rest of the lineup was a strong lineup. So yeah, overall, not too bad. There was a couple of notable exceptions. I think
who's got improved?
Where was he? What has he done so far? What's he done since that Champions League?
Old Nabi.
Yeah, what's he done? What's he done? He hasn't got a contract, that's for starters. So
he's negotiating right now.
I'm hearing that Naby Keita state. So you're not obviously surprised.
We haven't spoken since the Champions League final. What was he playing at? Do you want me to bring out that clip?
No,
you need the video.
Please,
of this. No, put no, the clip on.
No, okay, Cass, right. You're going to blame him when he came on for the last 10 minutes when Hendo was stinking up the place for the final.
No, let's not talk about last season.
Well, we talk about the final. Everyone was tired and dead. So let's move on to the new season.
Good summary. Good summary. Good summary.
He should have done better with that shot.
The shot, but what about all the nonsense that went on beforehand? People were skying shots left, right, and centre.
What about
the pre-season?
He hasn't played well.
To be fair, is he the one that stands out to you that is like, you know, personally?
He hasn't played enough to even be noted as being bad. He just hasn't played well when he's played. But again, he's just not gonna. When we played well in the City game, you all agree the City game was our best performance.
And Hendo stank it up in the first half.
No, he didn't.
He was kicking balls out of play.
Badmouth Hendo, yeah.
No, but why can we? Why can you? Okay, you can badmouth Naby, but you can't badmouth Hendo. What's all that about?
But you've got to base it on reality. You've got to base it on reality.
If you're going to talk about
Hendo, Hendo is better than Naby.
I guarantee you.
100%.
Tell me what, right? What I want to do is an experiment. I want people to literally change Naby and Hendo, just literally graphically alter them and watch the performance. And I would love to see the reaction, because if Naby did what Hendo did in that City game,
what's he doing?
He'd be getting murdered. Hendo was literally, you know, kicking out a play, you know, misplaying this,
Hendo is in his early 30s. We've all said it's time for him to start winding down. But Naby Keita has got no excuses. Injuries, he's been here for five years.
Really,
he's in the team. He's settled. He's not settled. He's in his last contract. There's too many excuses for that guy.
So you wouldn't re-sign him then?
Hell no. I would sell him now while we've got some value. let him run down the last year of his contract. Unless he comes in and plays and starts games, even Klopp ain't going to keep him. So Like, I don't see there's any future for him.
I think Naby's scapegoated for our lack of midfield options. I think sometimes we haven't got an
attacking because he's not a midfield option. He's meant to be a midfielder, and he's not one of those options. That's why he's a scapegoat.
You say that, but yet we had the best ever season when he played the most games. He played in all the big games last season. He won the two trophy-winning games.
That wasn't our best ever season. And the final that we lost,
he didn't start in Henderson. That was, okay, boy. Look. And then you blame him for the one time he came on, had one shot. You blame the whole match on him because he came on at the end.
Cass, do you not, just before I come back to Maria, do you not see that, you know, the fact that we could have been the first team to win four trophies, do you not see that as like a very successful season and he's part of that? Or
no, we had this conversation even before. We said that if we don't win one of the big two, it's not a very successful anything. It's a good season. It's not very anything. Ellie saying that that's our best season ever. Absolutely not. The season when we won the Champions League was better.
It's not our best season ever, but it's
absolutely
not.
What
the players achieved. No, but to be the first team to play every single game of the season, I'm sorry.
That's a different achievement. Like, yeah, but to say it's the best ever, that's not.
Okay,
that's not right.
I used the wrong term. All right, if you don't like that terminology, fine. I meant
because
best ever
right.
in terms of
it's
game.
Not right.
Best in terms of games played, if you don't like terminology, fine. We can you know, dot eyes cross t's. If you want to do it that level,
it's not the minutiae,
that shows you ain't got enough evidence. That's why you ain't got enough evidence on the player.
No, but you're trying
to
make
like that.
It into a small
deflection
detail.
Tactics again,
right?
Deflection.
Maria,
you're trying to make it into a small detail. It's a big,
but you're deflecting from the truth.
It's not a deflection.
Why
you made
talk about Naby? Talk about Naby.
Okay, let's talk about Naby.
The season.
Let's
talk about
Naby.
Go on.
Why is he not starting? Why is he not a starting midfielder?
No, he is a starting midfielder, though.
Why is he not our starting midfielder?
Let's park this Naby thing, because I'm sure this will be on for every, you know, game that we actually play. Maria, who didn't impress you and who needs to improve?
I didn't think Elliot was that great, to be honest.
Special half.
Yeah, special half.
Okay. Right. Sook. Who? I didn't know who. Sorry, you didn't get. You didn't say who didn't impress you.
Yeah, who didn't impress me? I don't want to answer that question because I don't judge the preseason like that. I just, like, obviously that result, you never want to lose to United, let alone 4-0 to United.
Okay.
But I really just don't judge preseason like that. It's not going to be the same way we play actual season. Players are getting their fitness. So I don't like to judge players this early. I'll call out good performances. I'm not going to call out bad performances, I don't think. I do agree with Cass that Jones isn't good enough.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't wait. You couldn't help yourself. I thought there's been some growth there. But no, you had to go in on Jones. Right, okay, let's one point I want to make, question I want to ask, is that obviously due to the Man City game, everyone's been like saying that's a marker, that's a message to the rest of the league, that's probably me who've been saying that, but a lot of Liverpool fans have been, you know, using that as a leveler to say that this is why we're going to win the league, because of that performance, if we can perform like that all the season. Now,
Man City game.
I will start with you, Ellie. Do you feel that that's a, you know, that display, that game is evidence that we can and will win this league this season?
I think it's evidence that we can. I don't think it's evidence that we will, because what I saw was City had very good chance to score and didn't take them. And they're not going to miss like that all the time when they play us. If they'd have scored their chances, it's a 3-3, you know, quite easily. So for me, it's like, I think it was a good indicator that we are playing well. I think it's a good indicator that we're on the right level. But I get no more than that from it, to be honest. I think City... Okay.
But you know what? Like, but because we had people coming off the bench like that, obviously we can switch the game. You know, we had, Bobby ahead. Sorry, starting up front. And then obviously we can switch to Nunes and we can...
And obviously Alisson to come in and goal as well, which is a massive difference to me. You know, but I just think that, like, from what I saw from us, I couldn't confidently say that we were necessarily better than we were last year, but we're at least as good as, though. We definitely look like solid. I think we're ready. And we look ready to go, put it that way. And that's what I'm taking from it, and not any more than that at this stage. Because one of the things that I missed in the previous preseason games, one thing I noticed so much was Mané not being there, because he has this unpredictable way of just sort of like, you know, doing something random, scoring these weird goals and stuff. And everyone else we've got at the moment is kind of conventional. Good, but conventional. They all kind of play conventionally. Mané's just like a jack in the box. You never really know what he's going to do, right? A joker, you know, in a good way. So I was a bit worried about where the goals are going to come from, because we weren't scoring loads in preseason, really. Okay, Nunez got that four, but before that, we struggled, like against, even against the second half against Salzburg, RB Salzburg. Mm-hmm. You know, we battered them, but we couldn't put the ball in the net. So I'm like, okay, we need to start scoring here.
Yeah, but remember when he brought in... He brought on all the subs, and then we started to rain chances left, right, and center.
But we still didn't score. Had that been... but we did score. I'm saying the City game showed that we have got goals with this new sort of lineup, new forward line. Because Diaz, for me, needs to bulk up a bit. I rate him. I think he's a good player, but he needs to get stronger with the ball because he gets bullied a little bit at the moment. A bit like when Minamino first arrived. Minamino used to get like dashed around, and then he fixed up, and then suddenly he was just banging goals for fun. I think Diaz could do a bit of that. But all in all, I'll say is it just made me think, yeah, we're ready. We're ready. And that's all I'm going to say for that.
Cass and Suki, do you like, obviously, everyone's ranting and raving about Diaz. I'm still kind of on the fence-ish. I think he's a very good player, but until I start seeing goals come in, it's just like, you know, just dancing around. So I, you know, and I definitely agree with Ellie that we need to replace Mané's goals, and I think definitely Nunes will do that. But was that display that you saw from City, did that give you confidence that we're going to win the league, or is it just a friendly?
No, I'm the same as Ellie. I don't know if we can win the league. I don't know if we will. We can't forget how good City are and how all of a sudden City can change a game. Like that game against Villa at the end of last season where they just got three goals from nowhere shows you that City, you can't just ever claim that we're going to win the league when you've got a team like that can do that. I think we've got a good chance. I think we've got a good team. I'm really happy with where the team's at right now. I wish we had a midfielder, an attacking midfielder. And I think that's where we're short. Diaz, I like Diaz. He does need more goals. He needs to start scoring more goals. But I think he has got really good play, and he does link up well with the others. So I think him and Salah seem to link up well, and hopefully he can get a good relationship with Darwin. I think it will lead to goals for Darwin. So, I do think agree with Ellie's point about him needing to be stronger as well, actually, because he does sometimes feel like he's going to get bullied off the ball. But he does also create space out of nowhere as well, and he's rapid. And I just miss that pre-Diaz. Like, I missed having that pace on the left wing because Mane lost it a little bit. I'm excited. I think Diaz will get better. I think Darwin's going to get better. Salah just looks so carefree, good. Like Salah from the start of last season rather than the end of last season. So I think, we're going to do good. I just wish we had that attacking midfielder that could link up the play.
Cass and then Maria, because I want to get on to, you know, teams that we should be looking out for. But, Cass and then Maria, what do you think about the preseason? Do they give you hope or not?
I mean, it's irrelevant on the whole. It is a preseason. just as I didn't get too upset about the Man United loss, even though it was a Man United loss, I can't get too hyped up about the Man City win. They're still early in their preseason. They still haven't fully bedded in. I think that was the first major minutes that Haaland got in a sort of that kind of formation and that kind of team. So I don't think it changes that much. But I do think overall we're probably in better shape at the start of this season than we were at the start of last season overall, because Diaz is in now. He's going to be starting from the start of the season. We know that Van Dijk has got no kind of repercussions of that injury that he had. That was a worry that we had at the start of last season. Gomez is settled, Salah settled. So all of those things look much better. But yeah, like you said, we're short in midfield, and I think that is potentially the place where we could get hurt.
Maria?
I mean, I don't think the preseason is too much to go on, to be honest. But saying that, I think we're actually going to do really well this season. I think the team across the board just seem happy. And when Liverpool are happy, we get good results. When we've got strops and uncertainty over contracts and stuff, then it causes a problem. So I think everyone seems quite settled at the moment and happy. I think they're, you know, they're looking strong. Look, on paper, they look great. So I think we're going to have a good season. I think there's going to be some trophies and some titles. I just don't know which ones.
Ooh, okay. Well, I like that. I like that. All right, okay.
We haven't mentioned Kanate yet as well.
I think he's been amazing. I still think he was the signing of the season. Great. Absolutely amazing player.
I think he's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And I agree, like, Diaz seems to be like the, as you were saying, he does get pushed around a bit. He needs to bulk up a bit. Like, the rest of the team are machines. And there's Diaz is just like the little skinny kid. So he needs more presence. But I think he's great. I really like Diaz.
I'll start off with you, Suki. Like, who of our the opposition, of the, except for City, obviously, is catching your eye? Who could be a potential challenger? Could be Tottenham, Chelsea, not Arsenal.
Anyone in the Prem?
I think there's been a lot of negativity around Chelsea, hasn't there, pre-season? I'm not too worried about Chelsea, actually. I think they're a good team. I think they will probably finish third or fourth. But I'm not too concerned about Chelsea. I hope I don't end up biting my words there. But Tottenham seem to be doing quite a lot. They've made some good signings. Conte's a great manager. I'm not too fussed about Richarlison. I'm not scared of Richarlison, but I think the rest of the signings they've made, who have they got? They got Bissouma. They've got they've got that defender from last year who came Romero, was it?
And they bought someone around the same time as I forgot his name. It begins with a K.
Kulusevski, very good.
Yeah, he came in instead of.
I think they've got a good team with
he's
a good manager.
Goals with Diaz, I think, as well.
Mm. Yeah, they'll play a good system, and obviously Son's one of my favourite players in the league. So,
thanks. You think they could actually challenge?
No, I don't think they'll challenge the top two. I don't think they'll finish above us, but I think they could annoy us because we struggled to beat them last season, and I hope that doesn't happen again, but I can see that happening. But I think they'll knock points off other teams. Hopefully they'll beat City again twice. I think it's Chelsea or Tottenham for third.
Ellie, Maria, then Cass.
Yeah, so I think Spurs, I agree, Suki. Spurs are the danger for me. I think they look, Conte's, he knows how to get a team going. January, they signed two players. They beat City and they gave us a tough time. We were lucky to get a draw, if we're being honest. So, I think I can see them coming third this year. And I think the fourth place will probably go to Chelsea. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. I didn't mean that at all. I meant Arsenal, because I think Arsenal.
Third.
Fourth.
Oh, fourth.
Spurs third and Arsenal fourth, I think. Arsenal, that Hazel signing and Sterling. I mean, I don't know why City got rid of Sterling, to be honest, because he's guaranteed goals for them. Hazel, I can kind of understand, but Sterling was like, you know.
Sterling went Chelsea, goals. Though.
Sorry, not Sterling. Sorry, what I'm talking about. I can't believe they sold him to Chelsea, by the way. I meant, what's his name?
Zinchenko,
sorry.
And no, I agree about Arsenal.
We think they're going to come fourth?
I think nothing fourth. Third.
You think third?
Third.
I think Arsenal just signed. You look at the whole Arsenal's team, that front three is Saka, Martinelli and Jesus. Dangerous. Midfield, you've got Odegaard, Partey, Xhaka, solid. In defence, they've got Saliba now, solid, you know, and then that Gabriel Marquez, they've got Ben White playing on right back, and then on left back, I think, what's his name, Zinchenko now, sorry. And then in the goal, Ramsdale's pretty solid. So, I mean, you look at that, it's a solid team, and they've been doing, okay, we don't go by pre-season, but the way they've been battering teams, I mean, it's proper, you know, so they're a danger. You can't deny that. I know you don't like them, but Drake.
Yeah, if we're talking about Golden Boot, Jesus has got a very, very, very good chance of winning that.
I agree. He's going to play every game and he's a bagsman and he's going to get supply galore.
Maria, can you talk some sense into these guys?
Actually, I agree.
Oh my God.
No, I agree. I do think Tottenham are up there this season and I think Arsenal are as well. I don't think Arsenal will come above Tottenham. I think it will be first and second will be City, Liverpool, not necessarily in that order, but in some order of out of those two. And then, yeah, Tottenham are the ones that are going to be the thorn in our side. And Arsenal, yeah, I think Arsenal will be up there. I think Man U, we can forget Man U for the time being.
In any formal way, and this is not because of my hate relationship with Arsenal. I just think that it's huff and puff, you know, same old stuff again. I just don't really see, they haven't really improved that much. But I think Tottenham, I'm actually, you know, worried about Tottenham. I think that people are just like, Tottenham gone under the radar. I mean, they had a very, very strong finish last season. They've got an amazing manager who's just on the same level as Klopp and Guardiola. And they've made some astute signings. You know, if you look at it, the one that sticks out to me is Bissouma for them. Like that is going to be a massive signing for them. You know, I think that Tottenham, you know, experience will show when it comes to the running, but they'll definitely be in the mix within the last 4 weeks of the season. I would definitely say that. But let's get into the team predictions. Well, actually, just really quickly, round robin, really, really quick, round robin. Cass, you know, where do you think we're going to finish at this the end of the season?
I think we'll finish. Is this assuming that we don't sign a midfielder, or that we do?
Current things, as it stands, I think.
As it stands,
no
right
signing,
now.
No signing.
But everyone healthy. Everyone healthy.
Second.
Wow. Took.
First.
Maria.
First.
Ellie.
First, man. Of course.
We're in the quad. No. Yeah, you know what? Right, my reasoning is for that they're going
to finish. Reasoning for what? You haven't told us yet.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking we're going to finish first. Now, okay, the reason why is because...
Same as you thought last season, yeah?
No, they've let go of... Not because of it's because City are weaker, to me. You've let go of goals.
Yeah.
In their days, if you block out Haaland, that's going to cause a massive problem for them.
I mean, we did sell Mane as well, which was goals for us, but...
Yeah, but we got Nunes, and I'm very sure...
I mean, they got Haaland.
And
Minamino got plenty of goals for us. I think it's very tight between those top two, but I just think that one signing might be what hurts us. Look, we might win... Same as last season, I think we've got a better chance in the Champions League than we do in the league, because we've got a team built for that kind of knockout situation and with those kind of players and that kind of style of play. So it doesn't mean we won't win the big ones, but I just think in the league there's a small
forget about the domestics us. we've done that. People can't say we don't take it seriously anymore. We won both of them in one season, so you know, anyway, we don't care about those. Let's rest, because us trying to do hero ball, trying to win all four of them, that, you know, we was just like dead on our feet when we got to the final.
You've changed your tune. When it was the only thing on the plate, then it was just, oh yeah, this matters. FA Cup matters.
No, it don't matter now. There's a lot on the plate.
Okay. Let's not forget World Cup, though.
You're not going to choose Sprouts if you don't have to.
Ellie just made a good point there. World Cup does get in the way of quite a few things. I think Salah won't be distracted by it, for example, but then again, will Haaland be distracted because they're not their either? Kane, who I think could have a really good season, he's just going to be thinking about the World Cup towards the latter end of this season.
I don't know what for, because it'd be out quick.
He won't want to get injured. No, but he won't want to get injured. He won't want to take any chances. Jesus as well would Brazil. There's a lot of factors.
Jesus will be playing out of his skin to try to get in that squad. I definitely.
Yeah, but he won't
be
taking risk at a certain point either. When he knows he's got that slot secured, he's going to be like, oh, I don't want to play against Burnley in the FA Cup.
Yeah, maybe. You're right.
It's a very good point. It's a very good point.
Right, team predictions, finally, before we end the show. Start off with Ellie. What's your team predictions for Fulham?
Alisson in goal, centre-backs, Van Dijk, Matip, right-back, Trent, Robbo left. Centre-mid, it'll be Thiago, Fabinho and Hendo. Up front, I reckon he'll probably still start Firmino, Diaz and Salah. And I think we'll win 3-1.
Maria?
I think the same, if I was keeping up with what you're saying.
Sorry.
No. I think he'll, because that's quite a safe combination. But I don't think we'll concede. I think it will be 3-0.
Nice. Sook.
That was my solid prediction every match last season.
Oh, no. Copy and paste.
That Mitrovic factor for me, that's why I said the one.
I think Ellie's got the team right. I think that's what Klopp's going to go for. I would actually like to see at some point Firmino come in. So we play
as in
Firmino would start for me. Sorry,
Ellie said Firmino would start.
I can see Firmino starting, but I mean, I'd like to see at some point Darwin, Diaz, Salah, and Firmino all on. So I have like a little Firmino dropping back and playing them in, and linking them. But I'm going to go 4-0 as the score. Yeah, and I think we'll do well.
Cass?
More Mickey Mouse cricket scores from you lot. Like, yeah, every single game is 4, 5, 10s, nonsense like
that.
They weren't last season, weren't they? I think I agree with Ellie. We'll play our strongest midfield, and that's Fabinho.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that.
Henderson and Thiago. Why would you play anything other than your strongest midfield? Of course, you play your strongest midfield. I think Nunes will probably start. I just got a feeling that, without being harsh to Fulham, would not one of the strongest teams. If he can get a goal or two in that game, that is a real big kind of boost to him. So I think he'll start. And then I agree with the rest of the team. And I would like to see Carvalho come on and get some minutes, but I don't know if it's too intense playing against his old team. So maybe he'll save it for the next one where he'll give him some proper minutes.
Also, guys, worth remembering, 5 subs now, right? So true. That changes things. He'll make more changes.
I'm going to go with the same team as Cass. I think that Nunes will start. I think that, and also Carvalho would definitely come on earlier to get some more minutes in. I'm going to go with 5-0 because I think that we're going to give him a proper battering. I don't really see much threat coming from them. Actually, Carvalho was their main threat before.
Apart from the guy who broke the goal scoring record in the championship by January.
Yeah, but you're up against our boys now.
I'm
going to put out there that Nunes can get 2 goals. I definitely think...
Are we home or away?
Away.
And I think Carvalho is going to score tomorrow as well. You know, I think he'll score.
Cass, so do you want to change?
5-0 for me. You going to change it?
Well, no, I still think we'll win, but I actually haven't made a score prediction yet.
Oh, yeah. What is your score?
I think it'll be 2-0.
Okay.
To us.
That's very positive from
you. Cass. Know what? For Cass, that's like ridiculously optimistic.
1-0 is positive.
You know what I mean? This is the thing. You hear 2-0 and you think that's overly optimistic, but most people would say, oh, that's a realistic prediction. Well done. Whereas 5-0, they would laugh in your face and say, what are you talking about?
No, we got some big scores last season, Cass.
Yeah.
We did. But we
also... A lot of 3-0s.
There were.
And a lot. We averaged 3 goals a game. Cass is going to bring up the draws. Games.
I'm waiting for it.
I mean, like, the draws that cost us the league.
We scored 3 goals a game for the first 10 games or something, like that minimum.
It's a shame it's a 38-game season then, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
I do think we need to, if Ox is going to be long-term injured, I do think we need to buy a midfielder, though.
Mate, his ability has been long-term injured.
Don't start
injured,
bringing
Paul,
that
right?
guy up into it.
Ox. Leader Ox.
We need to get rid of Ox. Waste of time.
Yeah,
ungrateful. All right. Okay. Thanks again for listening, guys. Obviously, we're off to an amazing start with us arguing about Naby Keita as we normally do. And we will be doing that, I'm very sure, all next season. And obviously, our score predictions of the 4-5.
Quickly, actually, Dre, quickly. Cool. I have the results of who won last year's score.
Oh, go on.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just get the spreadsheet off. So I'm going to exclude Cass from it because Cass didn't give a lot of score predictions.
He wasn't here, that's why. Convenient. He wasn't here.
Cass will be last.
He wasn't here.
So in 4th place goes Ellie.
Aww.
I think those 6-0, 10-0 predictions cost you in the end. cost you in the end.
Ridiculous predictions.
Fair.
In a close 3rd to the 4th place was Dre.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You went stupid as well, beating Arsenal.
And then the winner by 3 points was me.
Oh, and the winner! It's rigged.
It's a fix.
Rigged
election.
Rigged.
Rigged. Stolen election.
Editing after the scores, after the game.
Absolute rigged. Absolute false.
Now, well done, Sookie, man. Well done.
Fraudification. I demand a recount.
This season as well, Sook.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, but we need screenshots after each week. Screenshot, put it in the WhatsApp group.
I
don't want that fiddling. I don't want that fiddling this year, man. I
just wanted to double check just before we go that our fixtures, just in case there is another fixture, just
what, midweek game.
Yeah,
Man U's quite soon though. The 20, I think it's 24.
No, no, we got another week.
We have two Monday games.
You've got Crystal Palace.
Next one is beating Palace's ass after that. But I'll get into that. Don't worry about that. This one matters to me as well. But guys, thanks again for tuning in. Check out more sports on vergemagazine.co.uk. And also, we will all be here. I'll put the links in below on our various different social platforms. But until then, we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.